to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us today. And joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hey, doing, Steve.
Doing all right. And we've got a special guest coming up later on in the program. Really excited. She's going to be speaking at our Life Recovery Conference coming up. And her name is Amanda Anderson. And she'll be on in just a little bit. Glad you're with us. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And, of course, this is our first live broadcast in September. We always consider September the 1st the real new year, where everybody's back in the swing of things. Swimming pools are closing up right and left. And so what a great time to start a recovery group, to get involved in a recovery group. And anything else that you need to do, and you can find out how to do that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the phone number to call. You can ask for Reba if you're interested in a life recovery group. Right now, I'm going to go to our first caller here in the first segment. His name's Mark. He's calling from Los Angeles, listening on the great station KKLA. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really well. Thank you. How could we help you today?
Well, in short order, I just want to say thanks to you for taking the call. But I wanted to be.
Are you at the dentist, by
any
chance? Are you?
No.
It sounded like a dentist drill. Wow, that was scary.
I'm on a cell phone. That's just when a message comes in that you could take.
Okay.
As I was just sharing with people this weekend, when I go to the dentist, I have to have an epidural because pain is not something I enjoy. So anyway, how can we help you today? What's going on?
Okay, I have several major issues going on all at once, and I guess I'll be as brief as possible. I've been married for over 30 years, and I was diagnosed with general anxiety disorder and major depression back in 2010.
Mm.
Since then, I've struggled in a marriage that's been a challenge. As a man, you hate having to say these things, but part of what I think I need to do now is to accept it. And, I was on the receiving end of a lot of verbal, emotional, and some physical abuse. 10 years ago, I decided to leave, and 3 weeks after I left, found an apartment. She found me and convinced me otherwise, and I came back home because of some young kids I had at the time. And so it's been the struggle ever since, and due to my anxiety and depression, I was unable to return to work. So I'm facing that issue. I'm not living at home at the moment. I had to leave about a year ago because it became too volatile, and I needed to escape, basically, to try to save myself. And I've been living with a relative who now has pressured me to act. Either go back home, try to work out your issues, or go through divorce. And it's just a combination of different major life issues layered over one another.
Okay.
That is
so what's going to be the question for us? That is just, it's a horrible when you hear of anxiety being
the question
depression debilitating.
Like that. Orientation. What is my best options right now? I mean, just recently, last week, I discovered traumatic bonding and what that's about, which was significantly revealing to me in terms of why things are so difficult for me to move out of this relationship.
Uh-huh, right.
And
okay.
Mm-hmm. It was an awakening, to say the least.
But hold on, we're going to help you right after this. I've got to go to a break. We'll be back.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, but it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We are talking, when I say we, it's Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and Mark. And he has, he's unemployed. The anxiety, depression has been debilitating. And so what is the question for us? We really do want to help you. Sincerely want to help you here.
The question is, how do I best move forward in light of the current life stressors that I'm dealing with? And mm-hmm. I'm being forced basically out of the current place where I'm living to either go back, which I can't seem to. That's not a real option anymore. And going forward just seems so difficult for me in light of the depression, the anxiety. And it's just...
Well...
It just seems very overwhelming right now.
Are you being treated for the depression, anxiety?
I'm seeing the therapist. Okay. I was on antidepressants throughout the last 8 years or so on different ones, and some for a short time, some for over a year. And sadly to say that I received more negative side effects than benefits, so I opted not to go down that path, especially after educating myself on what they're about. And they only help certain people, and it's a small number of people. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. So I'm trying to do it through talk therapy, diet, supplements, et cetera. Well, but I don't seem to be gaining any traction.
Well, and I'm wondering, too, you were diagnosed in 2010, but I would imagine that these symptoms you had, you know, long before then. A lot of times, you know, they can be kind of low grade in the background, and it almost seems normal till then they, you know, kind of peak, and then we get treatment. It's interesting because, you know, you've been with these family members for a year, and now it sounds like they're kind of trying to light a fire under you. And I almost feel like maybe your wife, you were attracted to someone who maybe had a lot more energy than you have, and not that her methods have been good or okay, because it's never okay to be abusive, but if there's maybe this desire to kind of get some movement happening, to kind of get some energy flowing and some aliveness in the relationship.
Well, I think that there's some truth to that, no doubt. You know, I think I suffered from anxiety disorders for most of my life.
Yeah.
It didn't become pronounced until 2010 with you know, corporate layoffs, et cetera. But that's when things just went south. And on top of that, that same year, I had an unknown intruder come to my home who wanted to, unbeknownst to me, he thought he knew someone who lived in my home, and he was there to kill her. And it was a very, very traumatic event. I had two young girls at home at the time. And I literally thought I was going to lose my life and their life as well. And my life has not been the same since then.
Wow.
Okay, so what is the thing that you're hoping we could do for you? What's the big question you want answered?
I guess the path or direction and how to best go forward right now and stay focused and create momentum forward and being and get out of this state of just stuckness.
Good question. When you were on medication, were you seeing a psychiatrist?
Yes.
And the psychiatrist was unable to find any medication that was of benefit to you. Is that right? If we were talking to the psychiatrist, he'd say, well, we tried everything and absolutely nothing.
I wouldn't say we tried everything because I had adverse reactions to many of them. One especially was bad. And ever since that experience, I became very, very distrustful of the medications.
Okay. Because when
I'm talking suicidal reaction.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Did the doctor agree with you that you shouldn't try others, or was he saying, come on, let's give a different type?
Well,
what?
He suggested perhaps stacking different antipsychotic medications.
Yeah.
I wasn't psychotic. I never experienced that.
I'm wondering, Mark, sometimes people who are treatment resistant to meds, you know, and they're really feeling debilitated by the depression and anxiety, there are, you know, other forms of treatment. They're,
right.
You know, maybe.
I tried RTMS therapy.
Okay.
35 consecutive days of that, transcranial magnetic stimulation.
You did that too?
And,
okay. Okay.
So what do you think he should do?
Okay, well, I guess I think that, you know, if you're going to therapy once a week and you're still feeling stuck, sometimes we have to up what we are doing, you know. I, in the past, have seen people multiple times a week when they just can't get moving because sometimes they need that much containment and processing in order to get past some things. It sounds like you have some post-traumatic stress issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever tried EMDR, but that can be really helpful when people just seem stuck and can't keep moving forward. But I'd also like you to ask yourself, what would be, because I think you're kind of hanging everything on, if I divorce, then maybe I'll move forward, or, you know, what would be different if you stayed with your wife or you divorced? How would your life be different? And are you pinning all of that on the marriage and this kind of traumatic attachment that you're talking about, which, you're right, does keep people together. We bond over, you know, negative events. And then what work is your wife willing to do? And does she see her part in all of this? I think all of those factors are important for you to move forward.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say that there was some joint therapy involved, but I felt the therapist never really pressed her on issues about why she behaved and conducted herself in an abusive way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never really addressed. It was always about, you know, my depression, my anxiety. Yeah, but my question was always to them both. Why did she feel compelled to be so abusive, seeing that I was struggling with my situation?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now here you are, and it's a really, really, really bad situation. Mm-hmm. You're, like you say, you're stuck. So, Dave, what were you going to say there that, as your suggestion, something that he maybe should do?
Well, there's still alternatives, even with medication, mm-hmm. in that there may be a cyclical nature to the depression, which makes it not respond to antidepressants without something else that supplements it. So that's a possibility. But
so maybe look at unipolar depression or something like that?
Unipolar depression, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, do something. Even if you start working at McDonald's, do something that takes you on the right path. And as small as it may be, it's still a step in the right direction. And that some things will change once you start to move against
the depression. Yeah, you need to do something, right? Some kind of movement, something that gets you out of yourself a little bit, because depression makes you want to pull inside and look inward constantly.
And you keep coming up with explanations for your current situation that make sense to you but don't really help you break the cycle. And so somehow you got to break the cycle, and that may be as simple as delivering newspapers or something. I don't know.
Right, or volunteering.
Volunteering maybe even in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well here's,
Steve, what about our marriage weekend as a last-ditch effort for this couple to see if there could be some things that would be unearthed?
Yep. Well, we're going to talk about that, and I would, you know, it would be a way to bring you two back together.
And
but here's my concern is that I think you're going to have to do something that's very, very difficult to do. And that is, you're going to have to become willing to do stuff that other people are telling you to do. You're suspicious of medication, and yet there are psychiatrists who, and not all of them, but they know the most current, up-to-date medication. They know the combinations that can go together. If someone is suicidal on one medication, they can try a different one. I think, you know, you really have to explore again, given the results of your life, where you are. You have to explore that medication option again. And you have to explore intensive outpatient mm-hmm. treatment or inpatient treatment. And the thing is, like Dave's saying, as some job would reflect, you have to do something. You must not stay unemployed or uninvolved to where you're trying to figure this out. It's just going to keep you stuck. And I'm glad you called us, but I think it would be irresponsible for us to say, well, since medication didn't work, that you should just abandon that option altogether, because it is provided the help that so many people need that can't find help any other way. You end up in this place with an attitude that it's like a learned helplessness, which mm-hmm. comes often from being traumatized the way you have been. I mean, everything imaginable has piled up against you. A very, very cruel, destructive wife. And she's probably frustrated. She's, you know, wanting to, like we do, sometimes we want to shake it out of somebody or something, and it's not healthy. It's not good. And then you have this intruder. And mm-hmm. so I really think you have to go back and look at some of the things you've tried and try them from a different perspective and let somebody else be in charge of trying to get you out of this yeah. rut, or it's going to get worse. You're going to get kicked out of this place you're living. You're not going to be able to go back home, and it can really get worse from here. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I understand mm-hmm. you're a recent listener. It's something we've talked about a lot. I want to talk to you. Maybe your wife would be willing to get you guys to this marriage workshop. But here is the thing. Movement mm-hmm. above all else. Not the same, not justifying doing the same, but starting to move in a different direction. And trust. Finding the best and trust them and mm-hmm. follow their direction. When that psychiatrist said, hey, maybe there's some antipsychotic things that can prevent the suicide. You said, well, I've never been psychotic. Well, if you get suicidal to the extent that you don't want to take the medication anymore, maybe that's exactly what's called for. Really concerned about you. We want to see people get better. It's why we're here. And I just think the bad news is it's really going to take you stretching your willingness.
Well, right. You can't let the anxiety and fear rule you. You have to push through that and do things even if you're anxious, because that's yeah. some of overcoming it.
Mm-hmm. So, so sorry what you're going through. Mm-hmm. I'll ask folks to pray for you. And, oh, man. All right. Well, I'm glad you called. Send Take Your Life Back. I hope there's something that's good in there. Let's go to, how about we talk with Donna from Chicago? Hi, Donna. How you doing? Let's see. I'm having a hard time with Donna. So what we'll do is we'll go over here and we'll talk with Jody from Denver, Colorado, KRKS. Hi, Jody. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on with you?
I just want to say I love you all. You just inspire me every day, and I especially like you, Steve. You're so funny. You're one of the few people that make me laugh out loud.
Well,
he does
Jody,
have that way.
Yep, he makes us laugh out loud too, Jody.
Yeah, just take your time and go into any kind of detail you want to there. But how could we help you today? What's going on with you there?
I was wondering if you could tell me how to switch the emotional brain over to the logical brain to let go of a toxic relationship. It's a 5-year off and on with a boyfriend that totally abandons me. He's abusive, mentally. But then he's very sweet, and, you know, it just goes back and forth, the honeymoon period and all that. But he's a Peter Pan. He doesn't provide money, and I've used up my retirement fund to support us.
Wow.
Hey, you know what?
I mean, I hear it.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give you, my wife and I were talking about this weekend, 4 words. It's a formula, and they all start with the letter P. So I'm addicted to alliteration. I'm going to put that on you right now. After this, I hope it'll be helpful. You're listening to New Life Live.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're talking with Jody. Jody, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I think, and then I'll turn it over to Dave and to Jill, and then I'll introduce you to Amanda. But the first one is you have to replace this guy with some really healthy people. You have to get involved with like Love and Romance Addicts Anonymous or something of that nature where you can develop some really, really good relationships that are stronger than his pull. Well, and if you'd had those girlfriends around you, they would have never let this happen. They would have said, get out of this. Look, you know, before all the money's gone and self-respect and everything like that. Jill, yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, Jody, this becomes like an addiction. And
Yes.
Excuse me. You keep investing, and so the more you invest, then you think, well, maybe a little bit more, and it'll turn around. But it you know, when you're in this kind of toxic, addictive relationship, it hijacks your brain, just like substances, to make you think that you can't live without this person. Right?
And of course you can.
Yes.
Right? So you will go through withdrawal, and that is the hardest part, and that's where you need a group with you that understands that you call them instead of calling him.
Right.
And as you go through that withdrawal period from him.
And you put blinders
on. I never call him.
You put blinders on and never look back either.
Well, the people will say to you, okay, so we're going to change your cell number. We're going to change everything so that he can't get in touch with you.
But
I'm
going to
give you three more
pieces.
You need not only people, but you need a program. And you need a path. And that's what the 12 steps will do. And they'll take you through a process. Four P's. People, a path, a program, and a process. And all of that will counter him. Now, I want you to meet somebody. This is Amanda Anderson. And Amanda's going to be speaking at our New Life, our Life Recovery Conference put on by New Life. She's a Bible teacher, a speaker, a blogger. She's got a new book coming out, All My Friends Have Issues. I love that.
I love that, Amanda.
And so, Amanda, what do you think when you hear this situation? I mean, you know codependency. I mean, you're a proud member of Codependence Anonymous. What do you think when you hear this story?
Well, Jody, what I hear is what happens when I step into a CODA meeting, into a 12-step open share meeting. I hear someone say what you said. I need to switch from the logical side of my brain or from the emotional side of my brain to the logical side of my brain and follow what I know is correct. So what happens for me in an open share group is I hear women across the room say things that I know that I'm doing internally. And when I hear them say it, I think, well, that sounds crazy when you say it. And we begin to have this community of understanding that there's a process to our addiction. There's a predictability to the way we respond to these situations. And when I'm with other women who understand how difficult it is to step out of something that we know logically is toxic, I begin to have a place to go. And then they become like my nicotine patch. When I get the call from the person I know I shouldn't talk to, I don't answer that call. I text someone in program and I say, he's called me again. And they tell me, don't you dare text him back. Mm-hmm. And just the process of that accountability, having someone who knows what I've been through, and I know it's going to be difficult for them too. So they're not saying it as an outsider who doesn't relate to me. They're saying it as someone with the same struggle that I'm having. So I trust their response. Is that helpful?
Does that make sense to you, Jody?
She's not there.
Oh.
Jody.
Back, but he comes to the door, and that's where I fail, because when I see him, he's my kryptonite. I mean,
right.
I have to admit it.
Run out the back door.
Lose all power.
Right. So, and that's the thing, you know, and as you start to pull away, he may up the ante, and you're going to have to put some boundaries in place. You're going to have to ask him to not show up at the door. You're going to have to tell him if he continues to show up at the door, you're going to call the police. You know, you've got to put some things in place and you have to really decide in your heart of hearts that this is not right and that you need to move away from it. And then that becomes your number one mission in life.
Right.
For a
and
time.
You know what? It's not nice to call the police on somebody, is it? That's not nice. But it's not nice for somebody to take everything you have and invade your space after they know that they're taking you for everything you've got emotionally, financially, and spiritually. So you have to do some stuff that isn't so feeling very nice, but it's really nice because you're standing up for yourself. You're being brave for you, and it's the right thing to do. Okay?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to send you take your life back. I think that can help you. Dave and I wrote that, and we're We've seen so many people respond to it. We'll get you a Life Recovery Bible. We want you to get into a program. And Amanda, when you come to the Life Recovery Conference, what are you going to be speaking on?
I'm going to be speaking on surrender and how 12-step is a path to Christian surrender. So all the things that you're taught on Sunday mornings in a lifetime of church of how to surrender and make Jesus your Lord, 12-step is where I found what was blocking me from actually being able to that and experiencing that in my life.
Wow. It's going to be good.
Sounds like Jody and anybody else, same situation, needs to be there. And Amanda, thank you for that. Thanks for helping us out. But Jody, we'll be back after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battle, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We are back. And Amanda is going to be speaking on surrender. And, you know, it's all about that long walk.
That's her subtitle, isn't it?
Yeah. The long walk. What was it? From the sanctuary to the 12-step group? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
That
you
is
feel
a long
that
walk.
Way.
It's a fantastic walk, though.
Mm-hmm.
Makes all the difference in the world.
I didn't want to take that walk because I didn't want another label. I didn't want to wear I'm a codependent T-shirt now.
Yeah.
But found that it wasn't a label. It was actually a solution for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. I think codependent is such a better label than, wow, really strange person. What's going on with them? That seems to be worse. So really glad you got a new one. Very, very glad about that. And she's going to be speaking at our Life Recovery Conference. We're very excited about that. Want you to join us. It's at newlife.com. You can find out about it. But it's October the 6th in Irvine. This Friday, Every Man's Battle starts in Houston. It's going to be in D.C. October the 5th. And Intimacy in Marriage is September the 21st. And some of you folks, I'm telling you, one of these can change everything for you. If you are curious, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If somebody else thinks it could be the best thing that ever happened to you, whether you're curious or not, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Right now, let's go over here to Brendan from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Brendan, how are you? What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
So I'm calling because my wife and I we're 10 months removed from revealing I was unfaithful to her. I had cheated with men in different ways, and I had a sex addiction, pornography, all that. We are 10 months removed, and we're at a point now where it's gotten so we had good times and ups and downs, but it's just hostile. I've been in and out of the house. I feel like she's met like a wall of hysteria. She's kind of built up a wall where she's not reaching out to anybody and just taking out anger.
So what have you done to show her that, you're remorseful? What have you done to show her this just simply can never happen again? What's she seeing on that side?
At the beginning, I went to the Everyman's Battle. And from there, kind of took the advice, and I got an accountability partner at work. We had gone to counseling a couple of times, and we stopped going. She doesn't believe in the counseling. She's had some history with it, bad history with it, and I know that I should still be going, and I knew that I should have, but. I've gone recently, but it has been kind of back and forth. Mm-hmm. But I tried to set up accountability. There's been a lot of times where it's I haven't made things any better with trust issues, where things like at the beginning it was a leaky faucet and things like that. So
you didn't do full disclosure in the beginning, okay?
There was a disclosure. When I came back, that wasn't done in the way that I initially wanted to do it, where they guided us to do it, because I was concerned about, it was kind of like she needed to hear it and couldn't wait for me to, write it out and go through the process. So I told her, and then stuff came out as questions came out later and things like that.
Okay, so the question for us is what?
Is it at this point where we're at, where she's still consumed with anger? She says she wants a divorce, but has not taken action on it. Our communication is terrible. I'm sort of in the house, but kind of living in the car, stuff in the car, kind of a thing. If she's unresponsive in reaching out or getting any kind of help for herself, because I know that that's what it's going to come down to, me getting help, her getting help, us getting help together, what can I do from there?
Let's start with you, Dave. What are you thinking when you hear this? What do you think his next step should be?
Well, I think your next step is to get back into counseling.
Because up your game.
Yeah.
You've got to show her that you are serious about change and show her in a way that kind of gives her reassurance that the anger can dissipate.
Well, you have to reestablish trust.
That's a tough job, but it's being predictable, it's being consistent. There's ways that you can rebuild the trust, but you'll need a good counselor to help you probably do that.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of time, consistency, and having these things in place where you're going to get help. I can't see her perhaps getting help until she sees that you're getting help. That I think, would give her some more confidence in that. And, initially it's the shock that women go through. But now she's at a point where she's processing her anger. And it makes sense that she would be angry, right? And so it's really hard, I know, on men who go and get help and they think, okay, well, now I'm coming clean. Then the wife has all these reactions.
She's probably getting angrier because he's not doing what he needs to be doing completely. probably.
And you know, if we're cynical, it sounds like you're saying, you know, I want her back so badly, I'm even thinking about getting back into counseling. Or I know I need to get back into counseling. And you just need to go do it. And that's what we say in this, you know, regaining your trust and getting her back on your team. Let me just ask, Amanda, what do you think when you hear about this? I mean, you're a woman, and what do you think?
Well, what I'm hearing, and I've walked through a number of relationships with friends that they've experienced, what your wife has experienced, what I'm hearing is it's possible for a wife to see my husband's gone to a program, he's gone to counseling, he's taking care of what he needs to do for himself. But have you been able to express to her the empathy for what she's experiencing? Mm-hmm. Has she heard you saying, not that, you know, I have a problem and this is my problem and I'm working on my problem, but I can imagine the shame that you're experiencing from what I've done. I can name the pain that you've experienced because of my actions. Because anger, we all know, is a secondary emotion. And under that is this deep feeling of betrayal and sadness that mm-hmm. her life is not what she planned. And so for her to hear from you that you understand what she's been put through, that would mean a lot to me as a wife.
I have tried to express that as much as I can. I think what's been difficult is that in saying that, like an example of that, I have said where, you know, in the times of saying, like, you know, I understand what you're going through or caring about or understanding the level of destruction I've done in her and being remorseful about it, I think she just sees, like, she'll say, you don't understand, you can't understand, and I'm not, go ahead.
I think the way Amanda was saying it, it's not that I know what you're going through, because you're right, you don't. Mm-hmm. And she knows you don't. But to say, I can only, you know, kind of imagine and,
well,
you know,
tell me
about it. I want to hear because I want to have empathy for that and compassion for you in that. And I am feeling like I've put you through a lot.
And when you listen to it, don't explain it. Don't justify. Don't try to defend yourself. Just listen and empathize with the pain that she's expressing.
Well, you know, what I hear you saying is this ripped your heart out and you can't trust me and you just hear me talking and it's all about me and I don't want that anymore. And I want to regain your trust and your love, and I know we can do it. But you're going to have to up the game and get really serious about this. Now, I'm going to send you Worthy of Her Trust. Mm-hmm. I think it's a book that's going to help you there.
Do you have that?
You already have it?
I do have it. Okay. That's where I've kind of been, you know, I've read that. I've read The Torn Asunder. I've tried to fill myself with knowledge and to kind of get a pathway.
Well, it's just going to take more.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. And, you know, the path that Amanda took us down there is never saying to somebody, I know how you feel. Because, well, part of the problem is being presumptuous about your own life and thinking, you know, I've got all these great boundaries and I've got it together, and then somebody gets trashed in the process. You've got to find out how they feel, and you've got to care and express that care, and it's a lifelong process, and just you keep working on it until you get it there. And so I'm going to send him How We Love, because that seems to me the next phase there. So we really appreciate Amanda's input there, and you can hear her at the Life Recovery Conference October the 6th. You can find out about it at our website, newlife.com, or just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll tell you all about it. We'd love to see you there in Southern California at Mariners Church. It's going to be a great, great time. So thanks, Amanda, for being with us. And I will now welcome Larry Sonnenberg into the studio. Larry, here we go. We're starting off September. We've got new thank you gifts for folks that can help us here in September. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, the thank you gifts starting now is a thumb drive that has 71 teachings on it. And they are really good teachings. They are teachings from you and all of our other radio hosts. They are not short, brief teachings. There's some really good, in-depth, detailed teaching in this. And so I just want to encourage everybody with that. We also have a Bluetooth speaker to help you hear them a little louder. So I hope that you'll...
And it's really cute. It's green, and it's really cute, and you'll like it, and it's good. So
for new life, new growth.
There you go.
Right.
It's green, yeah.
I like green. It's one of my favorite colors.
It's hard to find something that cute, you know, but, to listen to.
But, Steve, I always like to remind people why we do what we do. And there's a testimony from a lady, part of a couple who went to our intimacy and marriage workshop. Mm-hmm. And she was done because her husband had betrayed him, and she was thinking of moving out. And her husband started listening to New Life Live and wanted to go to this. And she was not really willing, but reluctantly accepted and decided to go. And here's what she wrote. I've been tearing up since we heard the first speaker. Steve Arterburn is awesome and funny and made a lot of sense. Then I heard Mylon and Kay, and I knew I had made the best decision in my marriage. We both realized we need a lot of help, but we weren't the only ones. Seeing my husband so determined to change and open to the advice of our counselor gave me hope. Now we want to go to all the New Life seminars to continue to grow old together.
So that's pretty nice. Yep.
Yeah. So, and that's an encouragement for our workshop coming up later this month.
Yeah. When you support us, that's what you're supporting. It is life change, and we really, really want you to help us so that we can help other folks. Anything else you want to add to that, Larry?
No, just thank you. Just want to thank everybody who has been giving and is giving. It makes a difference. We need individual gifts. If you can't join Club New Life, we need individual gifts, and we also need new donors. So if you have never given, and this is the time. I know there's just thousands of you out there that are driving around or listening at home or whatever, and you think, one day I'll give, today's the day. Please stop and make a gift. So thank you.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number to call to get help, or that is the number to help us. And, you know, I think we've got time for one more call. Kathy from Fort Worth, Texas. KWRD is the station. Hi there. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, don't have a lot of time, so you'll have to ask us a quick question.
Yes, I just want to find out, I'm trying to move on with my life. And I'm having a hard time. My mom died about a year ago, and I've been in therapy for the last couple of months where I'm going twice a week. And I don't think it's helping me, and I just really don't know what to do anymore, like how to get past all this.
Were you close with her? I assume you were.
Yes, we were very close, and she just died unexpectedly of heart disease and diabetes. So no one expected it because she was only 58 at the time.
Wow.
That's rough.
Wow.
That's right. Jill, you have some
Kathy,
thoughts
you
here?
Said it's been just 1 year. And I think when you say you feel like you're not making progress, you're not getting past all this, I don't think you get past losing a mom in 1 year. I know a lot of people say that the grief cycle, you know, you experience a first of everything in 1 year's time. But that doesn't mean that you're done grieving. And so I think, you know, it is a long process, and a mom is a significant loss to no longer have her in your life. So I think that, you know, the research shows that the optimal length of therapy is 2 years, and so where people get the most from it. So I would stay with the process, and I would talk to your therapist about how you're feeling, and maybe you might even add a grief group to that can help you.
Yeah, grief group would be a real help, because one of the things that's hard for a daughter or a woman to deal with in grief is the protest, the angry protest that is a part of it. And if you don't allow yourself to feel that, you kind of stay in the process until you do. You do the sadness really well.
Yeah.
And men are kind of the opposite. Men don't do the sadness at all. They do the angry part well. But
Kathy,
think of the anger as a protest.
Yeah. You've got to be excited that you called and are told you have to go through another year like this. I mean,
yeah.
That's rough. But
no, it's not
you
like
know
the
what?
First year.
It will be a little easier, but I really agree with what they're saying here. You're, you know, as sad as it is, you're probably right on schedule, and you can't rush it. And in fact, we see so many people that do rush it, and then they have these ungrieved losses, and you know, they're haunted by that for a very long time. So I would stay the course. But also, I'd really look at a formalized or just more making grieving a huge part of that agenda with somebody that can help you grief share, something like that.
You know, and friends that you can grieve with. You know, I have a friend who lost her mom a year and a half ago, hadn't seen her in a long time. She saw me, ran up to me, threw her arms around me, and just sobbed. Because I knew her mother really well. And you know, she just needed a moment to sob with someone who knew. And so we need friends like that, too.
Yeah. So I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice, and I hope that that will be a blessing to you. And you hang in there. It will get better. And I hope and pray that you've got people around you that are filling that void that your mom took up so much of your heart there. And just know God, you may not feel close to God. God's close to you, and he cares about you greatly, no matter how that feels. Anybody else, if you need a resource, if you need to get a counselor, maybe you've really thought about this for a long time, and today you say, okay, I'm going to finally get the help that I need, you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's also the place to call if you can help us. You've heard us say it. We really do need your help. And God bless you. And thank you, Amanda, Jill, Dave, Larry, everybody, and all that called. Pray for us and call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.